there or follow with us. We're going to preach off the wall. Hallelujah. Acts chapter 2, verse number 38. Very familiar portion of Scripture. And where the word of the Lord says, "Then Peter said unto them, Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift." Everybody say the gift. Say it again. Say it again. The gift of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Indeed, it is a gift. We'll have several more scriptures here for you in as we preach this morning. But we need God's anointing to continue to flow, and we want the will of God to take place and transpire, because someone needs something from God today. Many people have received already, but sometimes we perceive, and I know what it is, and you know what it is, and that is we're so accustomed to custom. Amen. You got to come. You got to sing three hymnals. You got to take up an offering. You got to say prayers. That's the way they say it. You got to say prayers. And then you've got to have a sermon. And then maybe someone will commit. But that's not the way it works. The Lord also has personality. And the Lord is also full of emotion. And so what we do is we do our best to follow after Him rather than Him trying to chase after us. This is His house. We're in His presence. And the best thing we can do is chase after Him to receive what He needs. So God can do, at the very preliminaries of a service, everything that needs to be done. We need to be aware of that. Amen. You don't want to miss the moment when the Spirit of God does what He wants to do. That's why sometimes we don't get to preach. How many of you comprehend what I'm saying here? Amen. We've got to follow the leadership of the Holy Ghost at any given time, any given place. And so that being said, let's talk about it. We're going to preach about the gift that keeps giving. Amen. The gift that keeps giving. Amen. Let's look to the Lord in prayer and ask God's favor, and let's ask for His help. Holy Ghost, we call on You right now. We look to You right now, and we trust in You right now for Your will to be done. We pray Your favor. We pray Your grace and Your goodness. And we ask You, Lord, to move greatly, powerfully, and mightily in the name of Jesus. And everybody shouted amen. God richly blesses your seated just now. Amen. The gift that keeps giving. I won't be lengthy here today, but I do have something to say. People that have received the gift have become new creatures. Now, if you've genuinely received the gift of the Holy Ghost, you have become a new creature. When we were created, we were creatures. And when the animals were created, they were a different species and they were a different creature. When God created man, it was a creature altogether different. I'm just here to tell you, I could care less what scientific minds think or what they say. They try their best to put us in line with the spotted owl. They try to put us in line with the humpback whale. They've tried to put us in line and with monkeys. And they try but we are a species of our own because we were created after the image of God. And He's an image of His own, right? Amen. When I say image, I'm not talking about His shape, because at that particular time He didn't have one. No man has seen God at any time, because God was a spirit. Amen. The only image that God has is the image of Jesus Christ. Am I clear? You may be seated. Praise the Lord. Amen. When it comes to preaching Jesus Christ, we ought to shout hallelujah. We ought to shout amen. We ought to shout praise the Lord, because we know exactly who He is. And I'd like for a bunch of apostolics to make me know that you're not ashamed. You're not ashamed of the name. Oh, what a name. Hallelujah. You're not ashamed of who He is, what He is. Amen. The image that He represents, the Spirit that He is, the anointing that He is, the power, the authority that He is, and what, and everything that He represents according to the Word of God. He and His Spirit, listen, when He came in flesh, He was a gift. And when He fell on the day of Pentecost, He is a gift. And He's still the gift that keeps giving today. Somebody shout amen. Amen. So people that have received the gift have become new creatures in Christ. Praise the Lord. Why does He want us to have the gift? Amen. He wants us to have this gift, and He wants us to have it desperately. I'll show you how desperate He wants us to have the gift of the Holy Ghost. Look at Romans chapter 8 and verse number 9. But you are not in the flesh. This is when you've received the Spirit. You've received the gift. You're not in the flesh, but you're in the Spirit. If so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. Now, everybody shout, right now. Now, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of His. Jesus is saying, I have a gift. Freely you've been given, freely give. I'm giving it to you without any cost. But you've got to receive it. Because if you don't receive the gift, you don't want to have nothing to do with Me. And if you don't want to have anything to do with Me, you don't want to have anything to do with the gift. Ladies and gentlemen, we've got a hunger and thirst after the gift of God if we want Jesus Christ. Does anybody want God? Does anybody want God? Come on, get serious with me. Does anybody want the Holy Ghost? Does anybody want His gift? Praise the Lord. Amen. You say, well, it's a gift, and I don't have to have it. Well, say that at Christmas. Amen. Well, I don't know what the Holy Ghost is. You don't know what's in the box either. You say, well, I don't understand it. Well, it's got a bow on it, and it's wrapped in smiley faces of Santa Claus. I don't understand that. He don't have anything to do with my new tie. He don't have anything to do with the bicycle that's parked out on the back porch that you don't know about. Or the car that's, well, hello? That has nothing to do with Santa Claus. I don't understand it. I don't get it. I don't have to have it. And you can fuss. People fuss about it. They argue about the fact they don't have to have it to be saved. Listen, amen. I'm going to show you something else. Amen. We have to have the gift of God to be saved. I just read it to you. Without the gift, you don't have Christ. And so I'm just telling you right now, that's not what it's about to me. The fact that I get to have it, it makes me excited. The fact that I have the opportunity, the fact that I have the privilege, the fact that I get the chance to receive the Holy Ghost and have the Spirit of God and the gift that keeps on giving is a blessing to me. Amen. I love that part. Amen. So stop trying to find places where you don't have to. I'm not looking for what I don't have to have from God. I'm looking for everything I can get from God. Does anybody feel the need to get something here today? I want you to open yourself like a Christmas turkey. Amen. I want you to receive and obtain and walk away with everything that you possibly need from God today. Amen. And the only way that you're going to make that possible is to open your head, open your heart, open your mind and your body, and let the Spirit of God come in like a rushing mighty wind. Praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Now I'm getting that look again. Amen. Don't look at me funny. Praise the Lord. Amen. I'm not being funny. I'm being very serious. I'm telling you today. Amen. There's so many things that God would give if people hungered for Him. Amen. So He wants to give you the gift. He wants us to have it desperately. Amen. Praise the Lord. And so number one, let me give you a few points here today. Number one, amen. He wants you to have the gift because the gift is Him. You cannot separate the Holy Ghost from Jesus. You can't separate Jesus from the Holy Ghost. You can't even separate the Father from the Son. You don't get the Father, you don't get the Son. You don't get the Son, you don't get the fun. I'm just saying. Amen. It is an absolute good time living for God when you give it everything you got. But it's misery when you try to be part-time. I'm just telling you right now, if we give it everything we've got, we're going to have a good time living for God, and then we get to go in the rapture as well. Praise the Lord. Amen. And so, it's Him. Look at John chapter 1 and verse 33. Praise the Lord. Amen. And I knew Him not, but He that sent me to baptize with water, the same said unto me, upon whom thou shalt see the Spirit descending and remaining on Him, the same is He which baptizes with the Holy Ghost. Amen. How many of you believe in Jesus Christ? Amen. If you believe on Him, then go a next step further and understand the fact that He can baptize you with the Holy Ghost. That His Spirit can come into you. Listen, we need His glory. We need His presence. We need His anointing. And we need His power. We need His authority. Amen. We need His overcoming. We need His strength today. We need everything that the Holy Ghost can give. So the Holy Ghost is Him. Amen. Hallelujah. Without it, you don't have Him. I can't say that enough. I want that to get anchored. Amen. I don't want apostolics having trouble, amen, believing that. Because that, ladies and gentlemen, is the truth. You have not Christ if you have not His Spirit. His Spirit is the Holy Ghost. And so we've got to have the Holy Ghost to have Jesus. Amen. Secondly, the Holy Ghost creates. He's not finished creating. He's still creating brand new creatures. Amen. They look like humans, but they're new creatures. We're not aliens. He's still creating new creatures. Amen. When He fills you with the Holy Ghost, the old man dies and there's a new man that evolves. The old woman dies and there's a lady that evolves. The old young person dies and another young person evolves. People won't even recognize you because of your difference, because of your change, and because you've been so rearranged. Many of you, and I could get a show of hands right now, and it would go up all over the place. If I were to ask, did anybody ask you what happened to you right after you received the Holy Ghost? And you had to testify because God filled you with the Holy Ghost, and when He did, you were a different creature. Yeah. Amen. Some of you are raising your hands, and I didn't even ask you to because the change was so blatant that everybody around you noticed that. And if they're not noticing a change, it could be because nothing has changed. And so we need things rearranged. We need things changed. We don't walk the same, talk the same, speak the same, and act the same. Amen. I'm not talking about one person here and a different person out there. Amen. Hello? You're not Superman. You don't go in a telephone booth somewhere and change. Hello? Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He expects His people to be the very same way. Hello? Amen. Am I making sense? Good. Praise God. And so the Holy Ghost creates. When Mary received the Spirit of God in her, when she received, she conceived. When she received, she conceived. The Savior of the world was born. When we receive, we too conceive. Amen. We receive the Creator. We receive the Savior. John 1 and 10 says He was in the world. The world was made by Him and the world knew Him not. Amen. I know that there's a lot of people in this world that love Jesus. That's great. Amen. But there's a lot of people in the world that do not know Him. Amen. He's more than a Jehovah Junior. He's more than God's sidekick. He's more than a sacrificed lamb because God didn't want to go. Amen. He is not those things. I'm telling you, when you look in the face of Jesus Christ, you're looking at the glistening face of Almighty God. I'm glad that a portion of our church loves that. Amen. And I'm going to preach it until I die. Until the whole church understands that when we have seen Him, we have seen the Father. Hallelujah. Amen. He's more than all the things that the world is making Him to be. Praise the Lord. He is so much more than that. Mary conceived. And so when the church was filled, when we are filled, amen, we are to conceive. The seed of the Holy Ghost will go out into this world and He will make us witnesses unto all the world. All the world. Amen. How shall they know? Amen. They'll know because we're going to tell them. They'll know because we're going to share. Amen. I've lost some folks' attention right now because this is about you giving to God instead of God blessing you. Amen. But I'm not going to lose everybody's attention because there's people here that need something from the Lord that will desperately get them where they need to be to obtain for the glory of God and obtain for the kingdom of God. Amen. And so what's going to happen today is that there's going to be an anointing that's going to break a yoke and tear down a stronghold. You're going to lose your little religion and you're going to get yourself a relationship with God. Amen. Hallelujah. It's going to move you. It's going to touch you. It's going to bless you. And you're going to achieve more than you've ever achieved for the glory of God. Because you shall receive power after that, the Holy Ghost. After He gives you the gift, then comes the anointing. Then comes the strength. And then comes the mercy. When Mary received it, she conceived more than just a Savior. Amen. He is the Savior of the world. But she received something that she handed down to the rest of the world. Amen. She was this very special lady, but she's not a lady to be worshipped above God. She's not a lady to be worshipped above Jesus and all of that. Amen. She was just a vehicle used by God to deliver the Savior. But we've got to understand, she passed on passion. She passed on desire. She passed on a lot of things. At Calvary, she cried. When I preach Calvary, do you cry? At Calvary, I can see her weeping and wailing. And I could see when they cut Him down, amen, that she got her arms around Him and did not want to let Him go. Amen. I want somebody today to make up your mind that you're going to get your hands on Him and that you're not going to let Him go and that He can move you, that He can touch you, and that He can bless you today. My word, there's an anointing here today that wants to break something in someone's spirit so that you can have so much more of what you desperately need. Amen. Praise the Lord. And so that leads me to my third point, where the Holy Ghost is our salvation. Somebody shout yes. Yes. Shout it again. Yes. Say, and now here's where I say, I believe that. And you say, I do too. Praise God. Amen. The Holy Ghost is our salvation. Amen. The Spirit said, no man gets to me except through the flesh. And that flesh said, I'm gonna pour out my Spirit upon you. Amen. That Spirit is the Holy Ghost. So we may as well stop cutting the corners and go right to the source and understand that we have got to have the baptism of the Holy Ghost to be saved. How can a preacher preach against the Holy Ghost? How can a preacher say that you don't need to speak in tongues when my Bible says these signs shall follow them that believe? They shall speak with other tongues. My God, we need to comprehend this. We need to grab a hold of this because the world needs this. I thank God for good people. I thank God for good folks. I thank God for good-natured people. Amen. But good-natured people need a good dose. dose of the Holy Ghost as well as I do. Amen, amen. So the Holy Ghost is our salvation. Look at Acts 2:37. Praise the Lord. Now when they heard this, they were pricked in their heart. In other words, oh, are you serious? What are you preaching, Simon? And then they said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, hey, men and brethren, what shall we do? They're like, my Lord, I see what God has done for y'all. But what are we going to do? And Peter stood up and he said to the crowd, he said, repent, every one of you. Every one of you get baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sin. Get your sins washed away. There's no other way. You can repent all day, but until you're baptized, they're not going to be washed away. And then he said, you shall be filled. You shall be filled. You shall be filled. You shall be filled. You shall be filled with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. For it is a promise unto you. He said, I promise I'm going to give you this gift. I promise I'm going to give you this gift. You don't get it at repentance. You don't get it at baptism. Amen. I know you can. I know while you repent, you can receive the Spirit. Amen. But there are those that believe this. As soon as you say, I believe in the Father, or I believe in the Son, and I believe in the Holy Ghost, or I accept the Lord as my personal Savior, wham, you got the whole enchilada. But you don't. There are three steps to salvation. Amen. Just like there's three steps to the gospel. There is no gospel until Jesus died. There is no gospel until he was buried. There is no gospel until he was resurrected. And I'm telling you right now, according to the word of God that I preach, there is no gospel without repentance. There is no gospel without baptism. There is no gospel without the infilling of the Holy Ghost, with the evidence of speaking in tongues. Hear me! Hear me! This world needs this message. This world needs this truth. This world needs what I declare. This world needs what we stand for. Amen. I'm not getting everybody's amen right now. Amen. Hallelujah. Don't you sit here and try to coast by and love me and not love this gospel and love this church and not love this truth and love this me and love everything we do. But you don't stand for the truth. Listen to me right now. You've got to have this to be saved. Ladies and gentlemen, when we've got first-time visitors that will stand up and clap their hands to what this man is preaching, then we're having revival. We're having a move of God. Amen. We cannot let that go. We cannot cut that off. We got to let the anointing move. We've got to give God free hands. We've got to turn him loose and let him go. Because oh my God, I feel the Holy Ghost in this house. Hallelujah. Amen. We've got to let the Spirit fall. We've got to let the fire fall. But we've got to also know it is not optional. We've got to have the Holy Ghost. We've got to have the fire. We've got to have the anointing. The Spirit has got to flush out this place. It's got to wash over this place. The anointing's got to break our yokes. You cannot save yourself. I cannot save myself. No one can save themselves. You can't be good enough. Amen. You can't give enough. You can't dress good enough. I'm just telling you right here, right now, you've got to have the Spirit. You've got to have the power. You've got to have the authority. And I'll tell you something else you've got to have. You've got to have the demonstration of the Holy Ghost. Don't tell me you got the Holy Ghost. I got to see it. My. Hallelujah. The Holy Ghost is our salvation. They said, what shall we do? And then he went into Acts 2:38. Praise the Lord. So salvation is our rescue. Amen. Our world right now, and this is why I wanted to preach this today. Our world right now is severely wicked. You got people that cuss like sailors. You got people that do drugs. You got people that, and they can do all those things. That's their choice. I still love them. That's their choice. Amen. You didn't hear me say they were saved. I said that's their choice. That's their decision. Amen. You got people that live this lifestyle, live that lifestyle, do whatever they want. But yet, here's where there's a contradiction. On Sunday, they're Christians. Don't you think for one minute that the spirit of the enemy will not try to deceive you and will not try to get in your head and not try to get in your heart and make you think that all is well in the camp and there's no more need for repentance and there's no more. My Bible says go back and do your first work. Go back and do your first work because you're going to make mistakes. And when you do, you need to acknowledge it and you need to go to God and you need, I'm talking about not sorry you got caught, but sorry and sad because you did it. Amen. And go back to God and find remorse and find agony and find hurt and find, Lord, I've been displeasing to you. Would you forget? We've got to have repentance. We've got to be sorry. Hello? If you don't, your conscience are going to be seared like a hot iron. You can walk out and do whatever. You can walk out and be whatever. You can smoke, toke, and choke on whatever. Amen. You can shoot up whatever. Amen. Any kind of lifestyle, whatever. Amen. And you won't feel a bit of conviction or condemnation or whatever you want to call it. Hallelujah. Amen. Because your conscience has been seared. And the Lord is, and the reason for that is because the Lord said, if that's what they want so desperately, then that's what they get. But heaven doesn't come with it. I've tried my best to give them a gift. I've tried my best to keep the gift on them. I've tried to surround them with the gift. I've tried to protect them with the gift. But he, just like he said on the outskirts of Jerusalem, but they would have none of me. Ladies and gentlemen, I wasn't going to say this, but it broke my heart to have a backslider text me this past week and say, I'm just going to go ahead and do what I'm doing out here, but I am thankful that you came to Lexington. Hello? Hello? And I'm preaching my guts out today because I don't want to hear that again from any one of you. I don't want to hear that again. I don't want to get that text. I don't want to get that email. I don't want to get none of that. They love me, but they never found it in their guts to love the gift. And if you don't think that would pull you out of here, you've got another thing coming because our world is deceitfully. It is seriously wicked. And the enemy has got a stronghold on this world. Amen. That's why I want to sing, this world is not my home. I'm just passing through. The angels have laid a treasure. Listen, there's something waiting for us. There's something the Lord has made for us. And I want to receive that. And I want to live with that. Let's raise our hands and worship the Lord together right now. There's a need for someone to absorb. There's a need for someone to soak it up. Mighty God, mighty God, mighty God. Our world is just seriously wicked. Amen. Desperate times demand desperate measures. Hallelujah. We get so locked into the way we do things. Amen. Hey, why not every now and then come in, find a new seat. Find another place to sit. You see somebody worship, you say, wow, I've never tried that before. Try it! Amen. Shake it up. Hello? Make it something different instead of the same old same. Because I'm telling you, amen, the Lord has a variety of gifts for everyone in this house. And He loves you. He wants to lift you. He wants to bless you. He wants to strengthen you. He wants to anoint you. He wants to use you. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. So desperate times demand desperate measure. Even serious saints of God feel the percussion. Amen. Deep is calling unto deep. Fresh calling unto fresh. Revival, amen, to the point of reviving. Amen. Hallelujah. And then finally, there is the power. Amen. Now, when you read that scripture, I don't want you to say the power of the Holy Ghost. I want you to say the power of the Holy Ghost. It means didymus, which means the very same thing as dynamite. It is the dynamite of the Holy Ghost. Ladies and gentlemen, can I tell you something the devil didn't want me to say? And that is, when you receive the Holy Ghost, the reason you gotta run, the reason you gotta leap for joy, the reason you gotta get in the middle of the aisle, the reason you gotta fall on your face in the carpet, the reason you're so emotional is because you can't control the dynamite. You can't control the power. You can't control the authority. Amen. And every now and then you gotta let the Holy Ghost blow up. You gotta let the Holy Ghost go off. You gotta let the anointing break it, tear it apart. Let it explode. Hallelujah. Amen. And so, you know, it's power. Look at Acts chapter 1, verse number 8. Praise the Lord. But you shall receive power. After what? After I give you, and I paraphrase, hallelujah, KCM version. After that, the Holy Ghost has come upon, after I give you the gift, you're going to receive power. That's why I was so desperate to give it to you. That's why I came to give it to you. That's why you need it. That's why I love you. That's why you're going to, this is going to help. This is going to make you make it. Hallelujah. Amen. And you shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and all Judea and Samaria and unto all uttermost parts. We don't have to worry about that, ladies and gentlemen. When we're filled with the Holy Ghost, it just comes out. It just comes out. Wherever we are, it comes out. It comes out as a witness where we work. It comes out in a Bible study that we're teaching. It comes out in our praise. It comes out in our worship. Hallelujah. Power to walk it. Power to talk it. Power to be what we should be. Power to share it. Power to care about it. Power to conform to it. Power to have a conscience for a real heartfelt relationship with it. Amen. Do not die without the gift. Amen. I brought this up here with me today. This is a contraption that I bought at Tractor Supply. And it is a spatula. Is that what you could? I got it. Amen. And you turn eggs over with it, hot dogs and hamburgers. But check this out. So you can go by a fishing pond and you can cook hamburgers and fish at this thing. Praise the Lord. So, you know, the late people show up and you say, coming up, and it's fresh. You know? And so what happened was, a few weeks ago, I did Brother Valdez's funeral at Pastor Poole's church in Donna, Texas. And so it wasn't but just a few moments after talking to him that I received his story. And about a year ago, his wife passed away. Amen. It was very sad. He's very public with how he feels. And so, you know, I'm not saying anything that he wouldn't want me to share. But he let me know. He said, I have no desire to be in this world right now. And I thought, you know, that's one thing for him to feel that way. And I totally get it. I totally comprehend that. That's something that you just can't comprehend. And haven't been there, haven't done that, and I will be the last one to judge anybody that says, I don't feel like being in this world. I think it was my wife's dad, after Sister Whitman passed away, that he asked her a very serious question, and he said, if I quit taking my medication, would that be a sin? And the reason he said that, because he knew if he quit taking his medication that he would leave this world. And so, you know, People think things like that. This pastor was thinking like that. And I thought, that's one thing to feel, and I totally get that. But you've got a church that needs you. You've got a congregation, a beautiful church. Great, everything's just great about it. And I thought, you know, he needs some encouragement. He took me in his office, and you know me, I have to lighten things up. And so we were, it wasn't 5 minutes, and we were laughing. And I told him, I said, Brother Poole, your office is... Boy, he didn't stand a chance. His name is Poole. And so, you know, he's all about fishing. And his office was done up like, you know, pictures of boats and the water and fishing and all that kind of. I said, your office is gorgeous. He had these wooden posts across the ceiling and stuff. And I thought, your office is. And I was in Tractor Supply and walked by that. And I said, there's Brother Poole. I thought, man, I'm going to send that to him and try to lighten his day. And I bought this probably a week ago, and I still have it. You know why? I still have it. I still have it because I don't have his address. Go to Texas. And that's serious, isn't it? And so I don't have his address. I don't know. And then I can't connect to him in that way. I got to get this thing to Brother Poole. This has got to get in his hands. This is him. When he sees this, he's probably going to teach Search for Truth with it, you know? And so I got to get it to, but I don't have his address, and I don't have a connection. Let's stand together. Brother Poole, I've got you a gift, but I can't get it to you because we're not connected right now like that. You know what? Somebody needs to make a connection. Now, the Bible says he stands at the door and he knocks. If any man wants to sup with him, let him open the door. You know, if you want him to come in, you have to open the door. In other words, Lord, you're invited. And here's the address. Holy Ghost, you're invited. And this is the connection. I'm asking, does somebody want to send out the signal to the Spirit of God where your location is so he can send the gift? He's got some encouragement for you. Maybe you've lost something. Maybe you've gone through something. Maybe you're facing something. Maybe there's an obstacle. And he's walking back and forth saying, where's the address? Where's the location? And somebody's going to come right here today and they're going to say, here it is, Lord. Here it is. It's not open to everybody and it's not open to everything, but I'm opening it to you right now. I'm opening it to you right now. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Folks, help us pray right now with somebody. Help us reach out with somebody right now and believe God. Amen. Make that connection, because this gift I'm talking about, it's the gift that keeps on giving. It's the gift that keeps on giving. Yes, it's going to make some changes. Yes, it's going to do some rearranging. Amen. But you let God make the changes and let him make the rearranging, because everything the gift gives you is better than anything you've ever had. So let's open up right now and let's call on the name of Jesus together, and let's let the fire fall and let the anointing break the yoke. Hallelujah. Let the Spirit fall. Let the power fall and let the presence of the Lord make a difference. I need the connection. You need the gift.
Though we've been bombarded, we've just begun to fight. fight back. The battle makes us weary, but we're not losing ground. We'll just keep on marching. We'll not be beaten down.
Yeah.
Fight back. Don't let Satan
Holy Ghost
taste
right
of victory.
Now. Spirit right now.
He doesn't know the
presence of God right now.
In Jesus' name we have authority.
The anointing of the Lord right now. Oh, yeah.
Declaring this is
oh, yes.
Don't let Satan get a taste of victory. This army doesn't know the meaning of defeat. In Jesus' name we have authority. We won't take it anymore. We're declaring this is war. We're a body of believers and we're under attack. Though we've been bombarded, we've just begun to fight back. The battle makes us weary, but we're not losing ground. We'll just keep on marching. We won't be beaten down. Fight back. Don't let Satan get a taste of victory. This army doesn't know the meaning of defeat. In Jesus' name we have authority. We won't take it anymore. We're declaring this war. Fight back. Don't let Satan get a taste of victory. This army doesn't know the meaning of defeat. In Jesus' name we have authority. We won't take it anymore. We're declaring this war. The 2-minute battles we have not won. Too many prisoners that still have yet to come home. But we'll just keep on marching. No retreat. In Jesus' name we'll march. Claim the enemy's defeat. Fight back. Don't let Satan get a taste of victory. This army doesn't know the meaning of defeat. In Jesus' name we have authority. We won't take it anymore. Declaring this war, fight back. Don't let Satan get a taste of victory. This army doesn't know the meaning of defeat. In Jesus' name we have authority. We won't take it anymore. We're declaring this war, fight back. Don't let Satan get a taste of victory. This army doesn't know the meaning of defeat. In Jesus' name we have authority. We won't take it anymore. We're declaring this war. We're a body of believers and we're under attack. Though we've been bombarded, we've just begun to fight back. The battle makes us weary, but we're not losing ground. We'll just keep on marching. We won't be beaten down. Fight back. Don't let Satan get a taste of victory. This army doesn't know the meaning of defeat. In Jesus' name we have authority. We won't take it anymore. We're declaring this war. Fight back. Don't let Satan get a taste of victory. This army doesn't know the meaning of defeat. In Jesus' name we have authority. We won't take it anymore. We're declaring this war. There's too many battles we have not won. Too many prisoners that still have yet to come home. But we'll just keep on marching with no thought of retreat. In Jesus' name we'll march and claim the enemy's defeat. We'll fight back. Don't let Satan get a taste of victory. This army doesn't know the meaning of defeat. In Jesus' name we have authority. We won't take it anymore. We're declaring this war. Fight back. Don't let Satan get a taste of victory. This army doesn't know the meaning of defeat. In Jesus' name we have authority. We won't take it anymore. We're declaring this war. Fight back.
Praise Him, praise Him, praise Him, praise Him, praise Him. You know, I know, according to the Bible, a little bit about what went on at Calvary, but I don't know everything. There was a lot of hours spent, a lot of time passed when Jesus was suspended on the cross between heaven and earth. I know all that. Amen. I don't know everything that went through His mind, but could it be that the enemy whispered, "You're doing all this for nothing. You're doing all of this for nothing. you're going to do this, and then I'm going to steal it from you, and I'm going to play on it. And people are going to say, I believe in the cross. I believe in Calvary. I believe in Jesus Christ. But they're not going to act on it. You see, what's the difference between Jesus saying, I believe I could die. I believe I could be buried. I believe that I could pour out the Holy Ghost on the day of Pentecost. I believe I could do that. So I'm not going to do it. I believe it. But he didn't just believe it. He did it. And so today he's looking for people that don't just believe in repentance, but do it. Not people that just believe in baptism in Jesus' name, but do it. Not just people that believe you can receive the Holy Ghost, but actually do it. And here's what I want to thank everybody in this house for today. And that is probably 98% of you, 99% of you did it. You did it. And now the enemy has to live with that. Because if he accused the Lord by saying, they'll never do it, I want him to look every Sunday night, every Saturday night at prayer, every Tuesday night Bible study, and I want him to see the people that are doing it. It's my gift back to him for giving me the original gift. Say amen. Thank you so much for that. God bless you as you're dismissed. Be with your family. Enjoy your day. Let's come back this evening for another.